Pocahontas County School Superintendent Terrence Beam updates us about next week's special Board of Education meeting, at which the public will have the opportunity to comment about the Consolidated Educational Facilities Plan. Then he briefs us on the efforts to get more and more kids back into the classroom 4 days a week.
On Tuesday, October the 6th, at 6 o'clock, we'll be holding a public forum on our CEFP 2020-2030 10-year cycle. And that CEFP is the Comprehensive Educational Facilities Plan. Every school system has to do it every 10 years. We'll have a very limited space because of the social distancing requirements and the mask requirements and all those things, but we still will have the meeting, and we will also offer it through Zoom. So we will send a link out for this special meeting. That'll be on our website in the next couple days, so people can call in and voice their opinions on our CEFP. Again, that'll be October the 6th at 6 o'clock here at the central office. The second thing we're going to talk about is our reentry and how things are going. Yesterday, Hillsborough Elementary School brought back all their students. When I was there, they actually had one more student whose parents called in and wanted to send them back too. I was in all the classrooms yesterday. It was really good to see all of our kids in classes. And they were social distance. They were 6 feet apart. Some of them had their masks on, some didn't, but they have the prerogative. We are green, so as long as they're 6 feet apart, they can be without their masks in that congregate group, which they did, but some of them wore their masks. Some of the kids don't seem like it even bothers them one way or the other, wear it or not wear it, so the ones that want to keep them on can do that. But it was really good to see them all back. And some of the other schools are working on trying to bring more students back. Our sixth grade at Marlington Middle School all came back yesterday. I did not make it to that school yesterday, but I am going to go today. And I know the high school and Marlington Elementary School and Marlington Middle are all currently working on plans to try to bring back more students. We anticipate next Monday at Marlington Elementary School to bring a significant number of their students back for four-day instruction. Now, let me reiterate a very important part of this. Parents are not being forced to bring their children back to school. They are given the option to come 4 days instead of two, and a lot of them have asked us for permission to do that. So we're trying to still leave the decision-making up to the parents. I know a lot of counties are telling parents it's this way or that way, you don't have any other option. We're trying not to get to that point. At some point, are we going to make a decision that's going to require a final decision on something? We might. But right now, we're trying to gradually see what the comfort level is of our students and parents as far as bringing more kids back. And so next week, Marlington Elementary School, I know they're going to be bringing some of their students back full-time. Mr. Anderson has worked with us at the office to try to increase that number, and we're trying to help him find spaces to make that safe for our kids. Marlington Middle School, I know that Mrs. Scotchy is trying to get her 7th grade in next. Her 8th grade is a larger class. It's a little more difficult for her to bring all those kids back once, but I know she's doing everything she possibly can to try to make that happen. Lynn Bostick, our new director, is actually at the high school this morning trying to help Mr. Riley look through his building and try to find a way to bring back more students, possibly the freshmen to begin with. You know, it may not be the freshmen, it may be another group. I haven't heard anything else from Green Mike as far as their intent on bringing more students back, but they all have that latitude. The board passed at the last board meeting to allow any school or any classroom that feels like they can socially distance their students to be able to bring back kids 4 days a week if they choose. It's all in the hands of those schools, which is, I think, where it should be. Things are going well. We still haven't had any problems. We haven't had any cases, any students come up with any symptoms, any more than just a common cold, those types of things, nothing major. Nobody has set off the red light as they enter our schools, and so that's good. But we're just continuing to try to find ways to get more students in as long as we can, because we do know that flu season will eventually set in on us, and with flu season comes a lot of concern about if it's flu or if it's COVID or whatever, and so we know we'll have more battles to fight down the road. But right now, things are going as well as we could possibly have expected it to.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.